Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall. We're pleased to welcome to our program Extension Agent, Agriculture, Field Crops from Davie County and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Marcia McGraw. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Thank you.
Well, Marcia, as you well know, now officially summer is over, fall is here, but the farmers are busy, busy, busy. Harvest season is going strong still. So let's talk about what motorists need to be aware of when the harvest season is in full swing.
Okay, Danny, yeah, definitely. These guys are trying to get out there and get their crops out of the field. And so I like to just remind people and also the farmers just of a few tips that they could kind of follow to hopefully keep everyone safe while this equipment's out on the road. So farmers always need to make sure that they need to verify that all their lights and flashers are working properly on all of their equipment before they take it out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to make sure that they use those flashers and flags, and also make sure they have their slow-moving vehicle emblems on all of their equipment. If they're going to be traveling maybe around dusk, it's a good idea to maybe have some reflective tape. Also, they need to be mindful of the height of their equipment and avoid maybe some low-hanging power lines and things like that. If they're going to be towing things, they need to make sure that their loads are secure and properly balanced. And, you know, whenever possible, maybe try to avoid some of the well-traveled roads during, you know, high-traffic times. And if they could, maybe avoid traveling before dawn and after dusk, if possible as well. And if they do need to travel during these times, they need to make sure that their headlights and flashers are in good working order. A big thing that they really need to be mindful of is using their turn signals and maybe even hand signals just to let drivers know what they're getting ready to do.
Oh, yeah.
And also some of the, you know, tips for some of the motorists. You know, these guys are busy. They're trying to get things done. So we also need to be aware of these vehicles on the road. You know, the chances are they're only going to be traveling maybe between 5 and 15 miles an hour. So we need to make sure we give these guys plenty of room to operate their equipment. You know, they may take a wider turn or they may travel in both lanes. So we need to kind of be mindful of that as well. And as motorists, we need to watch for these turn signals, watch for hand signals. You know, a lot of times people will try to pass them on the left when they may be in fact turning. So just kind of be mindful of that, you know, that as we're traveling with these guys. You know, don't pull out in front of them and kind of go slow. If they're carrying a load, it may be very hard for them to stop or slow down. So again, just be mindful of these guys and, you know, let them get their jobs done and give them a little room. And so hopefully we all can stay safe.
And Marcia, you know, patience is a key too when you get behind some of this farm equipment. And I believe I've read somewhere that statistically you're only going to be behind farm equipment maybe for the amount of time that you would be sitting at a stoplight.
And that's correct. That's okay. Correct. So we have to be patient and, you know, just avoid distractions and, you know, just be careful.
So we're talking harvest season, Marcia. Let's talk about farmers being not on the roads, but out in the fields soon for looking forward to winter and what they're going to be preparing. What steps are they going to be taking now?
Yes. So most of our farmers now are in the process of harvesting their corn and tobacco. And then, of course, soybeans will be starting up here pretty soon. You know, we may have some delays now due to the weather that we've just had. So these guys are really going to be rolling forward trying to get this done anyway. So, you know, we've kind of had a wet year at the beginning of the year. Then we've, of course, got extremely dry, and now we're kind of wet again. And, you know, right now yields are seeming to be about average, maybe a little below average. I still don't have enough data or information yet to kind of, you know, make a good assumption of what mm-hmm. they're going to be this year. But as farmers begin to get their things out of the field, get their crops out, they need to start thinking about what they want to do over the winter. And of course, most farmers in the area, some will begin to plant their wheat. And then also, you know, we're hoping these guys will look into planting winter cover crops. The fall is a great time for these guys to go out and get their soil sampled. The North Carolina Department of Agriculture lab will start taking these samples at no charge until I think it's Thanksgiving. So
right.
After Thanksgiving, I think it's a $4 per sample mm-hmm. fee. So it's great to go ahead and get that soil in before that time. Another thing, you know, in the fall of the year is, I guess farmers never stop. So,
no.
You know, they need to start thinking about what's going to happen next year. So this would be a good time to sit down and look at, you know, maybe what they want to plant next year, look at some of the varieties varieties. NC State has a wonderful website, their official variety testing website that they can go to and look at all the different varieties and how they performed in different areas of the state. It gives a lot of good information about that. And then, of course, this is also the time to begin their equipment maintenance and,
sure,
you know, things like that, just to start getting ready for the next year. And hopefully also they will kind of, you know, take some time to relax and maybe take a short vacation and kind of, you know, regroup before it starts all over again.
Take a couple of days off anyway. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Our guest is Marcia McGraw with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service. You touched on something. You mentioned cover crops, Marcia. Can you tell me a few of the benefits of planting cover crops? I say I'm a farmer's understand and know, but say I'm a novice and I hear cover crops, but I don't know what the advantages are.
So cover crops have mostly proven to be a good thing, especially for, you know, our Piedmont soils. Some guys are still not really convinced, but we are seeing some good things coming out of the guys, you know, that are using cover crops. We're seeing, you know, some good benefits from that. So most people, I think, in this Piedmont area generally plant wheat as their winter cover crop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wheat is very easy to establish and, you know, of course, destroy prior to your planting in the spring. And the good thing about wheat is if wheat prices do increase and you've planted a wheat cover crop and you have a pretty good stand, there's still an opportunity to harvest that wheat at the end of the year for grain. So, you know, you kind of have, you know, two opportunities there. So if things don't go so well and you don't want to harvest for grain, you're still, you know, able to use it as a cover crop.
Mm-hmm.
A cover crop, you know, generally provides soil and nutrient conservation benefits. You know, it basically protects your soil during the winter. We have, you know, very, very bad erosion problems here in the Piedmont. So that's one way to kind of protect your soil and hold it in place through the winter. And then the rooting from that cover crop, you know, can also kind of help eliminate compaction in your soil, which is a big problem we have here in the Piedmont.
Mm-hmm.
So that can kind of break up that soil and, you know, kind of help with the compaction issue there. You know, like I said, this year we've had a dry year, and during a dry year, having that cover crop there can help retain a little bit of moisture in your soil. So, you know, your soils can last a little bit longer without, you know, a little bit of rain on them. So that is a big benefit there. Another benefit we see with cover crops is when you plant your soybeans, say, in the spring and they're coming up and you've got that cover crop stubble on the ground, deer typically don't like to go out in that and kind of browse around. So it may be, you know, a way to kind of save some of your seedlings and, you know, not to be completely destroyed by deer. And, you know, just to kind of give you an idea, we had a grower here in Yadkin County last year who planted a wheat cover crop on one of his fields, and then he had a field right down the road with no cover crop.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw about a 20 bushel per acre difference in his yield last year on the cover crop field.
Wow.
And I'm assuming that was probably due to the moisture content. You know, last year was kind of the same as this year. It was, you know, a little dry. So I'm assuming he was probably retaining a little bit more moisture in that cover crop field, which, you know, helped boost his yields a little bit.
So
there are some promising benefits to cover crop.
Very beneficial indeed. Marcia McGraw, the Extension Agent, Agricultural Field Crops for Davie and Yadkin Counties. People have questions. They want to talk to you directly. Marcia, what's the best way to contact you?
They can contact me here at the Yadkin County office, and that number is 336-849-7908.
Terrific. Marcia McGraw, always a pleasure to visit with you, and I'm looking forward to the next time. Thank you for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.